that planet I'm advised. It's trying to figure out how, according to Abaye, Rabbi Nachman ben Akana will hold that Zar Shachal Chumah is potter because of Father Vidyab. The Chi of Mammon and the Chi of Nisadin will occur simultaneously. What's the case? It's a typical situation where the Zar is eating the Chumah by first picking up the Chumah and then swallowing it. What Kamli B'Dravene could it be? It might be Kamli B'Dravene because the Chi of Mammon and the Din Nene, the Hanah that he's deriving from the Garon, from his throat, from his belly, that Hanah occurs simultaneously with the Chi of Nisa. But he should be Chi of Mammon because he stole it before that Hanah. First he picked it up. Just like going in Chavo Shal Chavero, there's no Kamli B'Dravene. You can't say that the Chi of Kares and the Chi of Mammon occur simultaneously because he first picked it up. He's already Chai of Mammon Midin Gzela. The same should be true over here. Zar Shachol Chuma, if he first picks it up, so then he's Chai of Midin Gazlan. And then the Kamei Bid Rabbin is not going to help him because the Chi of Misa and the Chi of Mammon Midin Gzela are not occurring simultaneously. They're not the Idra. So the Gemara first suggests that the Torah Matachav Lo Chaver Lo Toch Piv. Someone else picked it up. He's Chaim Yidin Gazlan. The next guy is only Chaim Yidin Nene. So that's why you can have the Kamei Bid Rabbin. Check the Gemara, what? Mechila Seikanya. Even that's not going to solve the problem because the Ochel is Kone. What's he Chayev Midin? Mechila Seikanya. We should be Mechayev him Mammon. Kamei Bid Rabbin help him. Why? He's Chayev Midin? Kseila. That Poshe Pshat. Why do I say Chayev Midin Gazlan? Well, what word implies that the Chayev Midin Gazlan? Someone knew. What word implies Midin Gazlan? Kanye, right? Mechila say Kanye. Kanye means he's Kona Midin Gazlan. That's, I mean, it doesn't belong to the Gazlan. He has to give it, he has a Chayev Hashova. But he is Kona, he's doing a Maisa Kinyan. So if the Chayevitz is Nishtana, right, he's going to be Kona. He'll be Kona the Chayevitz, and then he'll be Chayev to pay Tashlum, and he'll be Chayev to pay money. As long as the Chayevitz exists, he has a Chayev Hashova, the Heshvitz and Zelash of Gazlan. He's got to return the actual Chayevitz ban. But if the Chayfetz is destroyed, he's Chayev Ba'onsev. He's Kone the Chayfetz. To some extent, there's a whole discussion that the Achronim, that the Rishonim have. The Achronim just explained. The Rishonim and Bava Kam have a long discussion of what is the Nafkamina, practical Nafkamina, of the fact that the Gazlan Taka does have Kinyon and Gazela. He has some Kinyon in the Chayfetz. He's not just like a showman. No, he's like a Mikitzas Bailin. Not a full Bailin, clearly. He doesn't own the object. He stole the object from someone else. But he does have mikitzas bailus. Many sugyas seem to imply that a gazlan does have a kinyan in the chayfetz. So the lashon of the gemara over here, kanye, sounds like he's chayev in gazlan. That's because Rabbi is not going to help him. So back to square one. Abaye should say Rabbi Nochanim and Akana will hold that he's taka chayev. Not only Rabbi will say chayev, even Abaye. So what did it mean to be des shemayim? Rabbi Nochanim and Akana admits that. Or holds that there's a din of Kamei B'Dravene even by Nisa B'Dei Shemayim. But here, the Kamei B'Dravene is not going to help because he's already Chayev Midin Gazlan before because Mechila Asik Kanye. Zog the Gemara, no. Tochav lo chaver b'vei sabliya. There's no le'isa, there's no chewing. Because it's b'vei sabliya. The Rishon put it into his b'vei sabliya through his throat. So the Rishon was the one who was Kamei Midin Gazlan, not the Shein. But that's why the only Chayev Naman is going to be Mitzad Nene, and for that you have Kamei B'Dravene. Comes to the Gemara and says, not so fast. Even that's a problem. Because imatzi ladura nahadur. If it's b'vei sabliya, but it's b'makom imatzi ladura, if it's a place where he can still spit it out, so then he should spit it out. And if he doesn't spit it out, he should be chayiv even before the chi of misa kicks in. That's what the Gemara says. Idimatzi ladura nahadur. Even though it's b'vei sabliya and there's no le'isa, but the matzi ladura and the hadah, you should spit it out. If he doesn't, then he should be chayev mamon before the chayev misa. That's what the Gemara says. Why should he be chayev mamon? That's the question that we have to address today. Why should he be chayev mamon? We discussed yesterday the tachal b'tzono la'omso. Very, very critical things. But we have to go back to the basics today. What was the Gemara assuming? Why should it be Chayev Mammon before the Chayev Misa? Why is the Chayev Mammon going to kick in if Matzi Ladura? So comes Rashi, says the fellow. Idlo motzi ladura amai chayim. I'm sorry, let's back up. Iboile ladura. Tochav lo chavera bebeis abliya. If motzi ladura, iboile ladura. Says Rashi, v'chilo ahadra, he doesn't spit it out. Mehahi shaita iu maziklo. From that moment, he's a mazik. What does that mean, mehahi shaita? What's Rashi saying, the way the Sheikh Mechabes is explaining Rashi? We know a lot now. We've spent a few days on this, so we're not just looking at the sugya with the bare bones understanding. We have a deeper understanding. What did the Sheikh Mechabes say? Mehahi shaita, which shaita? Stage one, two, or three? Stage one, meaning even before, go ahead, Aaron. If he's able to spit it out even before the bliya, right? Even before he swallowed, Rashi holds that he's already going to be chayim. Chilo ahadra meahi shayta iu mazik lo. Meahi shayta is going to be chayiv, says Rashi, iu mazik lo. Being mazik, the object, not returning it, he's not spitting it out. The rishon lav midi ovad. The first one did nothing. V'lo nischayiv l'koin klum. The Rishon is not chayiv for the coin. It's only the second guy. If matzi ladura, ibai le ladura. If he doesn't, says Rashi, now he shaita iu mazikla, he's chayiv, now he shaita from that moment. The Rishon lav mi diavad. There are two parts to the Rashi. First, Rashi says that he's chayiv because iu mazikla. And he says, the Rishon lav mi diavad. The Rashi is pillar playing from beginning to end. Very difficult Rashi. I'd like to spend today's shiur just trying to get a havana in this Rashi. What's the problem with Rashi? First of all, ihu mazik lo. Why is he chayiv? Rashi tells you why he's chayiv. He's chayiv midin mazik. Mazik. Right? Many different categories of mazik that the Gemara Bava Kama has in the first parak. Mazik. Odom hamazik is one of the categories. He's mazik himself. Like if I throw a baseball into your window and break the window, I'm mazik. So too, if I eat your food, I'm mazik your food. The Pasha Pshat is Rashi is saying that you're chayav midin mazik. The second guy, the ochel, is going to be chayav midin mazik. But at first glance, it's very difficult. Why does Rashi say that you're chayav midin mazik? Why did he just say what? You're chayav midin gazlan. What did he need mazik for? What did he need mazik for? Why didn't he say gazlan? What's more, a part of the same kasha is the Gemara seems to assume that he's chayav midin gazlan. Not the Gemara over here. The Gemara over here is not mefurish, but earlier, what does the Gemara say? Mechila say kanye. By tochav lo chaver l'toch piv, not batol beis avliya. By tochav lo chaver l'toch piv, the Gemara says mechila say kanye. The second guy is kanye. He's going to acquire it. Bili isa. So kamei b'dinamini is not going to help me. Why? What's that going to do? Because the second guy should be chayiv midin gazlan mistama mechilase kanya. He has a kinyan. So the Gemara initially was assuming that the problem here is there's going to be a chayiv mama midin gazlan before the chayiv misa. And the Gemara says no. We're talking about tochav lo chaver beis avliya. That would solve the problem. And the Gemara comes back and says no. It must ladura nahader. You still have the same problem. The same problem or a different problem? So Rashi says iu mazikla. But Pashup Shad is the Gemara is saying the same problem. Just like Michilah said Kanye was Midin Gazlan, this should also be Midin Gazlan. Okay, the Gemara here doesn't say Kanye, but it said Kanye before. Why would I assume it's Midin Mazik? Why can't I just say Gazlan? The Gemara earlier, Chora, almost beferish said that Yechai Midin Gazlan, because he used Lashon Kanye. So why does Rashi say here, Iyu Mazikla? Shouldn't the Chir be Midin Gazlan? Okay, those two kashas are really working together. Those are kashas on the first part of Rashi. Iu mazikla. What does Iu mazikla mean? Pashup Shaz means mazik, chuto kemashmo, the simple understanding, he's damaging the truma by eating it. The problem is, why didn't Rashi say gazlan? What's more, the Gemara earlier, Mechilase Kanye, seems to be saying that Yechayah bidin gazlan before the Chiyah Misa. And this is just the second stage of the Gemara. Why over here doesn't Rashi interpret this also to be talking about the Chiyah Midin Gazlan? But the second part of Rashi is also difficult. Which part of Rashi is that? The Rishon Lav Midi Avad. Kivege asks, what is Rashi in this for? Rishon Lav Midi Avad. The first guy did nothing. First of all, I don't understand what he means, the first guy did nothing. Didn't he do gzela? First guy did nothing. So you would say, well, no, but if the first guy's a gazlan, so what are we going to do with the second guy? No. Rav Chista has his halacha in Baba Kama. Gozov lo nes yashua bailim, abacher, v'ochlo, ratsam yizer golver, ratsam yizer golver. Tosus quoted the halacha, the Ramaschal v'i. Rav Chista holds that ratsam yizer golver. He can be golver from the gazlan, and he can be golver from the sheni, from the second person. He's gober from the gazlan, he didn't gazlan. The guy took it from the Beis Harbailim. Why is he gober from the second person? How can he be gober from the second person? There's one gazlan. How can he be gober from the second person? Second guy ate it. So whoa, why is he gober? Says Rashi and Baba Kama. But before we get to Rashi, the Gemara says, my time, kol kamad lo nisyashu habailim b'shusei demarikai. As long as the bailim are not nisyashu, gozav lo nisyashu habailim. The bailim still haven't been nisyashu. They haven't given up hope. They still own the object. If they had yush, so then maybe when the second guy eats it, that's like a shin and rishus. Maybe he's koneh the object, so you know he can't be chayav to the ba'al. But the ba'al have not been misyayish yet. They haven't given up hope. So this other guy comes and eats it. He should be chayav. Comes Rashi and says, "B'shusa demarikoi, b'zesha ocho nasik goes lo mi ba'alav." The second guy is also a ba'al. He's also a gazlan. The second guy is also a gazlan. There's no need to say only the first guy's a gazlan. Second guy's also a gazlan. He extended the gzela. He was mechadesh something new in the gzela. The first guy just took the object from the bailim, and the second guy ate it. Did something more. He took the gzela to a higher level, to a lower level, whichever, right? To a new level. He took the gzela to a new level by eating it. So he's also chayav midin gazlan. Rav Chista's mechadesh that rotsam yizag over, rotsam yizag over. Why did Rashi have to say Rishon Lav Midiyavad? Why? Even if Rishon Midiyavad, even if he did do a gzela, I could still be Mechayev the second guy. I can still collect from the second person. So Kiva Egez Kashin, right here in the Drush V'Chidish. Rashi Zalkosa V'Zelashona Me'Hai Shaiti Yomazdik Lei the Rishon Lav Midiyavad V'Nasai V'Kayim Klum. Any Maven Klal, yes. First guy's a gazlan, but so what? So what if the first guy's a gazlan? Rav Chista's mechadesh that you can be goer from the second guy too, because he's also a gazlan. So we don't understand the Rashi from beginning to end. The first part of Rashi is difficult. Il mazik la. Poshim Shah is that he's a mazik. Why did he say mazik? Why did he say gazlan? What's more, the Gemara earlier seems to be learning gazlan. Mechilar se kanye. Not Mazik, so this is just a hemshech of the previous name. It should be Gazlan. The second cash is from the safe of Rashi. Rishon Lav Midiyavad. What does that mean, Lav Midiyavad? Isn't he a Gazlan? And secondly, why does it matter? Why does it bother Rashi? It sounds like Rashi is saying, Iyu Mazik, the second guy is Mazik, because Rishon is Lav Midiyavad. If the Rishon would be Midiyavad, if he were Chayav in Gazlan, then I couldn't be Mechayav the second guy. Why? I can still be Mechayav the second guy, even though the first guy's a gazlan. That's the whole chiddush of Rotsam Yizagova, Rotsam Yizagova. That you don't have to say only the first guy's a gazlan. Anyone who does something to this object, the first guy stole it, and the second person stole it from the first one. He took it from the first one. He's also a gazlan. Because it's still Bershusa Demare. It's still, it's not Bevesa Bailim, it's Bershusa Bailim. It's in the possession of the Bailim. It's Bershusa. It's not really b'shusam, it's shelohem. It still belongs to them. So because it belongs to them, it's not under their control. B'shusam is a very specific concept. It's not under their control, it's under the control of the gazlan. But it's still shelohem. That's what b'shusam demari koi means. It still belongs to the bailim because they weren't misyayish. So then the second guy can also be a gazlan. Why was Rashi so bothered? He had to say Rishon Lav Midiyavad.
Isn't that the
Rikiva's
question is assuming that when it says in Baba Kama when it says Harishon Kiyu Gozo, does that mean that the Shadis Gozo?
Kiveg is asking from Rishon Lav Midiyavad and Rashi and Ksubis.
What I'm saying, but according to that Rashi and Kama, he would say that Rashi is saying that the both of them are Kiyu Gozo?
Yeah, I mean, they both are Chayef. The first one is definitely a Gazlan. The question is, what's the Rotsam Yizagova of the Ochel? So So Pashup Shad is he's also a Gazlan. That's what Taisa said over here in our sugya. Aval gamdam minam gazal nesiyah shabaylam ba'achav ha'ochel rotzim izagova haynu davka lefi shadav ha'gazal yeshno ba'olam b'shor shezeh sheni gozlo. Tosis also says that the sheni is a gazla, just like Rashi in the Otam. Same pshat. Some have a different pshat, a fancy pshat, but that's not the pasha pshat. The Rishonim say that the sheni is a gazla. So the sheni... Okay, so the question is, why does Rashi have to say Rishon Lav Midi Avad? Rishon Midi Avad, he's also Chayim Edim Gzela. Ratzim Yisag Over, Ratzim Yisag Over, the Bible can be over. Meaning now, let's say now the object is destroyed, like in our case. He ate it, the Tsar ate the Truma, so they can't give back the Truma. So there's a Chiyav Tashlumin. Again, there's a Chiyav Hashava on the Be'en, but if the Be'en is destroyed, so now there's a Chiyav Tashlumin. Who's chayav to pay? The answer is they're both chayav to pay. They both did something wrong. They both violated the mamon of the violent. They're both gazlanim. So the nigzal can pick them. He can choose which one he wants. Maybe one is more difficult to be motzi money from. So he'll take from the other one. He's easier. Right? So he can choose which one he wants. They both are gazlanim. But why did Rashi have to say Rishon Lav Midi Avad? So let's take the first series of questions, then we'll discuss. Let's discuss the ratio of Rashi, then we'll discuss the sefer. Rashi in the Reisha says Iu Mazikla, right? Iu Mazikla. What does that mean? Said he should have said Gazlan. So Be'emes, the Shita Mekubet says later on in the Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, interprets Rashi Kipshuta that Iu Mazikla means exactly what you think it means. It means he's Chayim Edin Mazik. Mazik. Why does the Shita explain that way? He's not discussing our sugya, actually. He's talking about the next the sugya on Lamed Aleph. I'm going to get to him, Yitzhak. In the middle of that Gemara, there's a discussion that Igoi Gochin V'Ochel, a person can bend down and eat without being koneh. Again, it's the same idea. Is it the idna, not the idna? Is the kameh v'yavmineh? Is the moment and the misa happening at the same time? So the Gemara assumes, well, when you pick up the object, you can be koneh. So the Gemara says, in a particular context, it says, Yiboy gochin v'ochil. He can bend down, so he won't do hagbah. He won't be picking anything up. So many of the Rishonim are troubled. So what did he bend? So what's the point of bending down? Because hagbah is only going to be koneh. Picking something up is only koneh if you pick it up above the ground. Some Rishonim say that a tefach is enough, and some say you need gimel tefachim. Think of why you need gimel tefachim. Love it, very good. I love it. Halacha Moshe Sinai that if something is within three tefachim of the ground, it's as if it's attached to, it's connected to the ground. It's still munach bekarka, so to speak. So someone has suggested that for hagbah to be koneh, you got to pick it up above three tefachim. So that now it's not in the rishus of the ground. Now it's in your rishus, so you can be koneh. But not everyone agrees. Some say even a tefach is enough. So gochin v'ochel would have to be lower than a tefach if you hold of the tefach. So. But some of the Rishonim ask, but I understand, forget Hagbah here. But if you eat it, before you actually achayiv misa, it's in your mouth, so you should be koneh b'fat, right? We talked about kinyan b'fat. That's what the Rishonim are troubled with. So comes the Shita Mekubetz and says, no, but that's not an issue. We just have to figure out where you're going to be koneh based on Hagbah. But peh is not going to be a kinyan at all, says the Shita Mekubetz. This whole kasha of Rishonim, that's not an issue. Peh is not a kinyan. Look at this Shita Mekubetz that says. Obviously there is no Kniya Befeh, because if there would be Kniya Befeh, so then what are you accomplishing by saying it's lower than 3, it's lower than 1? There's no Hagbah, but there still should be Kniya Befeh. Says the Shita Gubez, there must not be a Kenyan Befeh. Can't be a Kenyan Befeh. It says the Shita Gubez, but I'm concerned, because I'm holding on Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, he says. But on Lamed Amid Beis, it sounds like there is a Kenyan Befeh. Where does it sound like there's a Kenyan Befeh? Where? Again? From our Rashi. The Hodak Shinan Le'el, Yidematzi La'dura Nahadar. What's his Kasha? Yidematzi La'dura Nahadar. Kasha is, how can you pater him based on Kamei B'dir Avmine? Because the Hanoah and the Misa occur simultaneously. He's chayav before that, he didn't gazlon. Didn't gazlon? Yeah, because he's koneh b'fat. That's the Shita Mekubetz's kasha. Our kasha. that from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like Yitaka Kona and Yechayim Yidin Gazla. Says the Shita, no. Look at Rashi. For Tirtza Rashi, but Lashono, Shekosa Vizel Lashono, Yiboy Leladura, Vechilo Ahadra, Mehi Shaita Iyu, Mazikle. Perush Le Perusho. The Shita Mekabaz is spending a lot of time on these dafim explaining Pshat and Rashi. Perish le perusho, lav mi din knia parchina. Veloma de chiloa hadra kanye befume, ukmosha kosmu hamafarshim. Lav mi din knia. Rashi is bavarning that pshat. Rashi is saying that that pshat is wrong. It's not mi din gaz, not mi din knia. He din mazik, says the Shita. That's why Rashi said, you mazik lo. Dovane in der knia bekachu kidakasirna. There's no knia befem. That's the Shita's assumption. His point of departure is that there's no such thing as a Kenyan Befech. What's the problem? There's no Kenyan Befech. Why should Peh be Kohenah? He didn't want. What's it like? Chotzer, what else? Yad, right? Chotzer, what? Rishuso is Kohenah, so why shouldn't Peh be Kohenah also? The Shita apparently assumes no. The Xeris HaKosud is Yado. If he matzi simatzi biyado hagneva, we nasan biyada. So we learn gagal chatzero karpifo from a ribui, he matzi simatzi, but pe is not included. That's not true. There's no din that pe is kona. The Shita says there's nothing. There's no kin in pe. It's not kona. So what's pshat in our Gemara? Exactly what Rashi says. You mazikla. He's chayim din mazik, not midin gazla. Not midin gazla. Why? What's the hezek? The befiv mimis lochazi lebailim. It becomes mos in his mouth. It's not roy lebailim anymore. That's why he's chayim din mazik. Mazik, not gazlan, says the Shita. There's no kinyan befeh. Against everything we said yesterday, right? You assume for sure there's a kinyan befeh. Comes the Shita and adds one line at the end also. Afal gav de karbina le'el kevin de la se kanye. Perusho kanye midin mazik. What did the Shita just say? He was troubled with akasha. Avogad namin and le'el mechilase kanye. He says a shtigl Torah. He tries to convince us, oh, Rashi holds it's really midin mazik. But he says, look, I have to be honest. There is a line before this in the Gemara, mechilase kanye. And that line certainly does sound like chay midin gazlan. So he becomes a magician. He says, yeah, kanye means kanye midin mazik. Very difficult. Kanye midin mazik? What does it mean kanye? If I destroy something, I'm not acquiring it. What? Kanye never means midin mazik. That's very difficult. But the Shita says, I have to say that, because first of all, he doesn't believe that there should be a kinyan b'feh. And secondly, he says, Rashi writes b'feirish that yechay midin mazik. Yechay midin mazik at stage 2 in the Gemara, you should be chay midin mazik at stage 1 of the Gemara. Aye, it says kanye. No problem. We'll call that kanye midin mazik. That's the Shita. So the Shita, Taka understands Rashi kipshuto, that yechay midin mazik, but the Shita is goshver, very difficult. Shita is difficult. First of all, mechilase kanye shipshat doesn't sound like yechay midin mazik. Sounds like yechay midin gazlan. And the Shita himself seems to admit that the two lines of the Gemara have to go together. That's why he's troubled. I mean, if he felt that the first line could be midin gazlan and the second one midin mazik, he should just say afal gav damina le'el mechilase kanye. But here it's different. Here it's not gazlan. Here it's mazik. The Shita himself admitted that you have to put the two lines together, but he favored Rashi's pshat in the second line, and that's why he reinterpreted the first line mechilase kanye. Not only is it difficult in the Losh mechilase kanye, it's difficult in Rashi itself for several reasons. First of all, Rashi himself uses a Lashon of Gzela, not just Mazik. Where does Rashi use a Lashon of Gzela? Can you show me? I want you to show me. Not one place, but two places Rashi says it. Where does he say it? In the Maskana de Gemara, what's the case that you have come to Rashi? Maslazur al-Yadei Adchag, right? And it's difficult for him to spit it up. So it's difficult for him to spit it up. It's already Moz Levailim, so there's no Chiyuv Zeinochiv Mamon, but it's Matzila Adura. It's difficult, but it's Matzila Adura. There still is a Chiyuv Misa, so that's why there's Kamei Vidur Admina. Comes the Rashi and says what? The Nami Ahadra Mimasa Velochazi Labailim. If it's difficult to spit it up, it's already most. Hilkoch Migzal Lo Gozla. Therefore, you're not going to be Chayim Ben Gazlan. Gazlan? Who mentioned Gazlan here? Mazik. Gazlan? Rashi clearly implies that if Motzi La Dura, Migzal Gozla, you're Chayim Ben Gazlan, not Ben Mazik. That's the clear implication of that Rashi. Yes.
I think we were saying yesterday that you could view Gezo as one of two ways. Gezo can either be the destruction of the object, so that sounds like mazik, or it can be the taking the object out of the rishus habayim. So could
Zayla is the destruction of the object? We said that yesterday. What is that?
I mean,
what does that mean? Zayla is the no, the hefsid mamon habayim. No, but hefsid mamon also just means you take it from the bayim. It's not a gazlan is a type of mazik. The Gemara in Bava Kama says a gazlan is a type of mazik, but it's not mazik in the classical sense. You're not destroying the object. You're not chewing it up and swallowing it. Gzela normally means you're just taking it away from the Bible. The question is how to understand the nature of the isa gzela. Is it the hefsid mamon or is it the maisa that you're taking it away from the Bible? The maisa maguna, the mida maguna, as we say.
So, but this mazik wouldn't be included in the hefsid.
No, this mazik is saying something more than just hefsid. It's not saying gazlan, it's saying classic mazik. Not gzela type of mazik, but that you're destroying, damaging, not causing a loss, but damaging the moment of the bar. I think it's something different. So that's, first of all, Rashi there says that, seems to imply that it's midin gzela. And then even later, Gemara says, Papa's trouble with the same kasha. He's the next teretz. Where are we going to find kamer b'diravme? So the Gemara said, if tochav l'chavero l'toch piv, please don't kamer b'diravme. He's chayav eating zayla because michilah seikanya. So after a papa, no. That's if you're talking about solid foods. Because until right michilah seikanya or tochav l'bevei sabliya. Let's say tochav l'bevei sabliya. You're talking about solid foods. He can still spit it up. But if you put liquids into the mouth, it's mo'os from the moment that it hits the mouth. You can't spit out the liquid. So since you can't spit out the liquid, you can't be mechayev the ochel, the shoseh, midin gazlan. So the only chiyav mamon could be midin hanah. So if the only chiyav mamon is midin hanah, you can have kamer b'diravmei to partner from that. Right? It's Rav Papa's teretz. How does Rashi explain? Mashin shel truma. According to Rav Papa, if you're talking about mashkim and not ochel, you have to say, oh, it's b'vei sabliya. No, it's l'toch piv, just in the mouth. If it were a salad, then we have to talk about, but it's still mechilas sekanye. No, comes Rav Papa and says, no, it's mashkim. Mekevet shetafu l'toch piv ima salah, v'lo mozis le'ichyu v'mishum gzeila, d'halochaz yilamidi. Comes Rashi once again, Nochamo, and says that if it's mashkim, you can't be machayev and midin gzeila because it's already mos. The clear implication of Rashi is that if it's not mos, if you can return it, you chayev midin gazlan. So Rashi says in two places you chayev midin gazlan. So what is the? How can the Shita learn that you chayev midin mazik? First of all, the Gemara earlier mechilas kanye. That sounds like gzela. Rashi here in two places seems to say it's gzela. But let me ask the kicker of the kashi. Right? Again, mechilas kanye is kashi number one. Secondly, the lashon of Rashi in two places is mashma that if you can spit it out, you chayav midin gazlan, not midin mazik. But there's one final question I want to ask. That is, how did the Shita Mekubesis understand Rashi? Let's pedal back to yesterday, 2 days ago. If he could return it, he has to spit it up, right? And if he doesn't spit it up, then he's going to be chayav midin mamon. He's going to chayav mamon before the chiyav misa. When? What's the stage? In the mouth before he actually does a baliyah. He hasn't swallowed it. It's in his mouth. And it's a solid food. What's the hazard? What did he do? How did he damage it? How can Rashi say Iyu Mazik? What hezek is there? The stipler asked this question. What hezek is there? if the Shita Mechubetzis assumes that Rashi is learning this Gemara, Imatzi Ladura Nahadir, it's talking about it's in the mouth, he hasn't swallowed it, he just has Kavana. He has Kavana, it's Beveis Tabaliya. He has Kavana that he's now going to swallow it to a place where he won't be able to spit it out. But it's still in the place where he can't spit it out. So as long as it's in this place where he can spit it out, we assume that it's not Moos Labayim. It only becomes Moos, right, later. It's not Moos Labayim there. So if it's not Moos, so why should he be Chayvin and Mazik? He hasn't been Mazik at all yet. He hasn't done anything. The whole Chiddush of Rashi, we thought, was that he can be Chayvin Midin Gazlan because he's Kona Befer. But we didn't even have a Havam, he should be chayiv at that first stage, according to the Shittim Kubetzis' understanding of Rashi. He should be chayiv at that first stage, Midin Mazik, because what has he done? He hasn't done anything yet. He's just sitting there. He's sitting pretty, but he has machshavas. Bad machshavas. Right? He has machshavas not to do what's right. He has machshavas to swallow. But until he's swallowed, he hasn't done anything. So what Mazik is there to speak of? First of all, Mechilas Ekanye sounds like Zeila. Secondly, the Lashon of Rashi in two places sounds like Zeila. Thirdly, the way the Shittim Kuvetzes understood this line of Rashi, Matzi Ladura Nahadar, that's talking about where he hasn't swallowed it yet. It's just Beveis Tabliya, and he could spit it out. What's the Hezek? If he could spit it out, then wash it off, and then the Baal can use it. It's not Mos yet. It's not Moos until he swallows it to a place where he can't get it out, right? Even Tosfos said, right? It's Moos if lo matzi ladur, but if matzi ladur, it's not Moos yet until he actually swallows it to a place where he can't get it out. So then, if he's gonna throw it up, if you will, that's already Moos. It's useless. But at the earliest stage, the Shittim Mekubetzis of Shabbat Das Rashi, it's not Moos yet, so what Mazik can we even talk about? So I think the Parshim Shana Rashi is not like the Shittim Mekubetzis. Parshim Shana Rashi is that Iyum Mazik Lamin Gazla, just like Rashi says later. Why does he use the Lashon of Mazik here? So that I can't answer. Basically, I don't know. Why doesn't he say Mixel Gazla over here? Just like he says later on twice, in the other direction, Lo Gazla? I don't know. It's really strange. But to say that Iyu Mazikla, it's Mamish Pili Plum. It just doesn't work out with the Gemara, with Rashi, and with the Rishidu Gleses of Shavin Rashi. The Ritva quotes the Lashon of Rashi. Hitaka interprets that it's not Midin Mazik. What does the Ritva say? Matzi Ladura Lahadri Perish came in the lower Hadri Nasal of Gazlan La'altim Vashaiban Asha Lahavia the Ochale. He doesn't quote everything of Rashi, but he says, what's Pshat? Pshat is not Midin Mazik, Yechai Midin Gazla, not only by Mechila Sekanye, but even here, Matzi Ladura Nahadar, and if he doesn't spit it up, then he's going to be Chai Midin Gazla. The Ritva, I think, is the push of Pshat and Rashi. He doesn't quote the Rashi, but I think the Ritva and Rashi are working together. The Shita is difficult. It is what the Shita holds. But why? What motivated the Shita to say his Pshat? What's his point of departure? But the Shita has an assumption that what? There's no Kenyan effect. That's the yisod of the Shita. So because that's his yisod, he learns up the whole sugya differently. Not only this line of the Gemara, but even Mechilas Ekanye he learns differently. But Mechilas Ekanye means Mazik, not Gazla. Okay? But I think Fakar, I think from Mechilas Ekanye, that's Megala, that this line of the Gemara, this also means Gazlan. Not that that means Mazik, but this should mean Gazlan, according to Rashi. Especially because Rashi himself later in two places seems to imply that Yechai Midin Gazlan. Yes, study.
According to the Shita, why isn't just your Mazik? Because if you could spit out right away, and it's basically as good as new, by keeping it in your mouth and waiting and waiting and waiting, you're destroying it more and more and more. You have a chance to spit out right away, and it's as good as when you put it in your mouth almost, basically.
Not a long time, though.
Not that long, right?
But once you're waiting to try it, it's already getting, it's losing its value. So you're destroying
clearly,
the
we're
object.
Talking about a food that's not going to get destroyed even if it sits in your mouth, right? We're talking about something that's, you know, going to melt. So that's more like mashkin. We're talking about something solid. Something solid, like a, I don't know, some hard food. I can't think of, I mean, you know, we have a different sense of food. You know, if someone puts food in their mouth, we never touch it. Yeah, I guess in those times it was a little different. Let's say a person puts a grape in their mouth, right? Someone puts a grape in your mouth. I know you're not supposed to put whole grapes in the mouths of children because they can't swallow them. But let's say it's a small grape. Well, let's say you're an adult. Let's say you're an adult. Okay. Right? So it can sit in your mouth for a long time. It has a protective covering over it. It could be truma daraisa. Tirosh, right? It could be truma daraisa. But it's protective. You know, if someone spits it out, to wash it off and someone else will eat it. Doesn't matter if it stays for a couple of seconds. Ellie?
If you were to sell something, if you were to sell it after it was in someone's mouth, it goes down in value. So you're mossing it. Even if it's in your mouth for a
just
second.
Just 1 second, but it went goes down in value because you're holding it in the mouth or because someone put it into your mouth? What?
It's in someone else's mouth.
No, but you didn't put it into your own mouth, someone else put it into your mouth.
Okay.
So he did whatever Zayla Hezek, whatever he did. But it's in your mouth. It's not being further damaged by staying in your mouth. And secondly, I'm not so sure that that's true. In the time of the Gemara, it could be that the grape is worth just as much. If you wash it off, someone else can eat it. Now we can't fathom such an idea, because to us, it's, you know, you couldn't eat something that goes into someone else's mouth. But they could, so.
Well, eat it, it's still not worth as much.
But again, it's worth the same amount once it got into your mouth. Maybe the person who put it in your mouth devalued it. But by keeping it in your mouth, you might not be devaluing it any further. Yeah?
I saw something in the Torah of Mosar, if you use that, it could be that put two things you said together, and I explain why Rashi says the word magic, i.e. that you said that Tosfos holds that the chi of Geneva comes from a maisa miguna. It's an isser to take something that's not yours. So maybe Rashi holds that that's not true. It's an isser hefsid. So you're not being mazik someone else mamon. So therefore, the ikar chi is being mazik someone else. However, we know that Rashi also says that the maisa is only there through the galadas if you want to steal it. So maybe he's using the word mazik to show that really we're talking about Gazlan, because all you need to do is maybe Galadas you want to do it. However, the reason that you're Chayav as a Gazlan is for doing Hezek to someone else.
Uh-huh, so you don't disagree with me, you're just trying to explain what we're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I'm saying that you do only need a Galadas, but the reason you're Chayav as a Gazlan ever is because of Hezek that you're causing to someone else.
So Rashi here is explaining Zayla.
Exactly.
Harifus. Okay, I hear. Interesting. I have to think about it more.
Yeah. Maybe it's the other side of the Hakira.
So you're saying Rashi mentions that the first time, he doesn't, the next two times he mentions Gzela because Taka is a Gazlan. The first time he mentions Mazik because he wants to give a beer in what the Gzela is. Interesting. It's interesting. Okay. What's the answer to the second Kasha? The biggest Kasha in Rashi? Rishon Lad Midiyavad. Let's work with Upshot against the Shidduch of Betzah. The Rashi really means, Iu Mazik means Gazlan. So why do you have to say Rishon La Midiyavad? Rotsu Mizeg over, Rotsu Mizeg over. First guy is a Gazlan, but the second guy is also a Gazlan. Why Rishon La Midiyavad? So there's a whole group of Achronim that want to answer this Rashi based on the Baal HaMor. There's a major Machlokes Rishonim and the Gemara in Bava Kama. What is Rav Chisda talking about? What's the case? Poshup Shad is Rav Chisda is talking about a case where the Rishon stole it to take it, and then the Sheni steals it from the Rishon. Two different lakichos. He takes it from the Rishon and eats it. The first one took it, and then the second one takes it and eats it. That's the Poshup Shad. Would Rav Chisda be talking about the following case as well? That the first one takes it, and he wants to eat it. But then he decides, you know what, I'm going to feed it to the second guy. And tachav lo chaver, basically. Would we also say that rotsu mizeg over in that case? Again, Rav Chisda's simple case is where the first one took it to eat it, to use it himself. And then the second one takes it from the first one. They're not related to each other. Two different mice. One has a mice zela himself, and then the next one has a mice zela and achila. Mice achila, but that's really a mice zela. So they're two totally separate people. Rotsu mizeg over. Would Rav Chisda say the same thing if after taking it, after the first person, after the Gazlan took it, let's call him a Gazlan. He's a Gazlan and a Sheni. After the Gazlan took it, then the Gazlan is Machil, the Sheni. Gazlan feeds the Sheni. What do he say? What do he say is Halacha Rotem Yizag over them too. Comes the Baal Amar and says no. No, there's a Chiluk. Rav Chista would only say is Halacha if the second person took it of his own volition. But if the first individual, if the Gazlan is Machil the Sheni, then the Nigzal can only collect from the original Gazlan. He can't collect from the Sheni. This is in the packet. Bava Kama, Rosal Batsu. Akama Ka'oma Rav Chista, Ela Bebuacha Ve'ochla. Look at the Lashon of the Gemara. Sounds like he himself is coming and eating it. Avok she'achilo ha-gazlan, says the Baal Amor, lo ka'amah. The Chista never said that rotsu mizegol v'rotsu mizegol. You can't collect from the ochel then. Why? Says the Baal Amor, de'hotsoa didehu v'ha-gazlan hu-shachay v'shalim. If the gazlan is machil, then the hotsoa is a hotsoa didei. He's the one who's doing what? Who's using it up. What's the Baal Amor saying? Machil ka'ochel dami. If the Gazlan is machil, then he's the ochel. We don't look at this Sheni as the ochel. The Gazlan is the ochel. It's his hotzah. We thought, no, Rav Chista is saying, if the Gazlan took it, someone else ate it, so the Gazlan is a Gazlan, but then the other one is the motzi, so to speak. He's the ochel. Comes the Baal Amar and says, yeah, but that's true only if ba'acher va'ochla. If someone independent of the Gazlan came and does a ma'isa achila, so then he's independent and we can be mechayev him too. But if the Gazlan is ma'achil the Sheni, then the chiyuv is only on the Gazlan. We don't look at the Sheni at all because ma'achil ka'ochel dami. If he's the ma'achil, then the hotzoi is his, so the Gazlan is the Gazlan and the motzi. He's the Gazlan and the Ochel. We don't look at the Sheni as being the Ochel. It's the Gazlan as the Ochel. The Rajba and Baba Kama disagrees. Not all Rishonim agree to the Baal Amar. Some say the Machel ke Ochel dummy, but the Ochel is also ke Ochel. But the Machel is the only Ochel. It's only the one who feeds, the one who eats, he's considered the Ochel. The eater should be no less than the Machel. So what if the Gazlan is Machel? But why can't the Nigzal collect from the Ochel? The Ochel also ate. We're talking about Litzon. Obviously, he didn't stuff it in his mouth by Karachon. If he stuffed it in his mouth by Karachon, I don't think anyone would say that you can be Mechayev the second guy who didn't mama. It's ridiculous. Unless you say Mechayev midin nene. Okay, Pashup Shad is no. Okay, well, we'll talk about that later. But Pashup Shad is no. If he forces him, he's not going to be Mechayev midin Gzela, certainly not. If you tell me Rav Chista's halacha is that the second guy's chayav midin gzeila, it's not his force, but he's eating it willingly. Comes the Rashba and says, if he's eating it willingly, what does it matter whether he takes it of his own volition or the Gazlan is machil? And either way you slice it, he ate. If he ate, Rotsum is agover, Rotsum is agover. The Baal Amar disagrees and says, no. If the Gazlan is machil, machil ka ochel dami, he is the mover and shaker in this case. Right? It's his. It's viewed as his achila, machil ka'ochel dami. So he's the only one that the nigzal can collect from. He's the gazlan. We view him as the ochel. He's the only one who the nigzal can collect from. That's the Baal Amar sheet. Comes the Machane Ephraim and says, how can the Baal Amar learn our sugya? What's the Baal Amar talking about? Our Gemara assumes that if not for kamei b'diravamine, of course you can be Mechayev the Ochel. No question you can be Mechayev the Ochel. Right? If it's Kamei B'Diravamine, that's going to save him. But if not for Kamei B'Diravamine, Abani can be Mechayev the Ochel. Rotsum Izegover, Rotsum Izegover. According to the Baal Amar, that makes no sense. We're talking about Tochav Luchaver B'Veis Abliya. There's a Machil. If the Gazlan was Machil. If the Gazlan was Machil, what's the havmin of the Gemara? If not for kamei b'diravamine, avada you can be mechayev the ochel. It's kamei b'diravamine that's going to save him. And then we're trying to figure out, do we really have a kamei b'diravamine? Can it be chayev midin gzeila before the achila? But definitely out to the Achila, you could have been Machayev him if not for Kamei B'Ravine. According to the Baal Amor, the Gemara doesn't even get off the ground. Because Avada, you wouldn't be Chayev Mamon here. There's no Chayev Mamon. The person who's Tochev is going to be Chayev. Tochev L'Chaver B'Sablim means Ruvain is a Gazlan, and he was Machil the Sheini. According to the Baal Amor, he's the only one who's responsible. The Nigzal can't collect from the Ochel. So how's the Baal Amor going to learn us Sugya? The Machner finds Kasha. Bon Kasha gets the Baal Amor. Does everyone get the Kasha? Does anyone not get the Kasha? If you assume like the Baal Amor, that if the Gazlan is Machil the Sheini, then the Sheini is not responsible. It's only the Gazlan's responsibility. So how do you learn a whole Sugya? Tachav lo chaver b'beis tabliya. The Ochel is going to be potter because of Kamei B'Ravine, because the Chiyav Mis and the Chiyav Mamon for the Achila occur simultaneously. But it's Mashma, let's say he would not Chiyav Misa for some reason, Avada he'd be Chiyav Mamon. According to the Baal Amor, the Sheni can never be Chiyav Mamon because the Gazlan was Machel him. It's Tachav Lo Chaver V'Sabliya. He fed him. So as long as the Gazlan fed him, then the second one can't be Chiyav at all. So how does the Baal Amor learn? So come a group of Achronim and they say the answer must be that our case is talking about where the first Gazlan for some reason is not going to be Chayev Midin Zeru. Rishon Lav Midi Avad. The first one Taka didn't do anything. According to the Baal Amor, you have to learn the Sugya in such a way that the first one somehow will not be Chayev Midin Gazlan. And because he's not going to be Chayev Midin Gazlan, that's why the Ochel can be Chayev. You see, if the Gazlan is Chayev, and we look at his feeding of the Sheni as just a hemshah of his Gzeilah, so then he's the only one who's responsible. But if Rishon Lav Midi Avad, if we can't, so some reason we can't be Machayev him for the Gzeilah, so then it's the second guy who's going to be Chayev, not the first guy. What's the case? Why would I say Rishon Lav Midi Avad? What's going on? So the Sefer Imre Moshe, written by Moshe Sokolovsky, one of the classics in the yeshivas. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Brisk. Reb Chaim was the Rav in Brisk. Moshe Zagalovsky was the Rosh Yeshiva in the Talmud Torah in Brisk. He has in Siman Lamed Gimel, he quotes a Divrei Mishpat. Sefer Divrei Mishpat suggests that maybe the answer is the following. Yes, according to the Baal Amor, if the Gazlan takes the object, steals the object, right? And then he feeds the second one, the second person, so then he's the only one responsible. That's the Baal Amor, right? The Baal Amor is only talking, Zakhtar Divrei Mishpat, he's talking only in a case where the original Maisa Gzeila of the Gazlan was for his own purposes. He took it as a Gazlan, and then he changed his mind and decided to feed the next guy. So his original Maisa is a Maisa Gzeila. And now we relate his feeding, the fact that he's Michael the Sheni, to his original Maisavim. But, says the Divrei Mishpat, according to the Baal Amor, if the Gazlan initially took it al-Minas to feed the second guy, then Faker, Punk Faker, the exact opposite, then only the Sheni is going to be Chayev and not the Rishon. If the Gazlan took it initially to feed the other one, that even the Baal Amor would say only the Sheni is Chayav, not the Rishon. The Baal Amor was giving a case where only the Rishon is Chayav, not the Sheni. That's where the Rishon takes it for himself. And then he decides that he's going to feed the second guy. So he did a Maisa Gzeila, now we can look at his feeding of the second person as a Hemshech of his Gzeila, and then the second person is not Chayav at all, because Machal Ka'ochel, it's all attributed to the Gazlan. It says the Divrei Mishpat, if the first person initially took it al-Manas to feed the second guy, and obviously it's Lirtzona, right? The second guy is a willing participant in this, so then the second one is the Gazlan. The whole Maisa Gzeila relates to the second person, not to the first guy. So after Divrei Mishpat, that's what our Gemara is talking about. That's what Rashi means, Rishon Lav Midi Avad. Why did Rashi have to say Rishon Lav Midi Avad? Efshem Ken Zogin, that Rashi holds like the Baal Amor. that if the Rishon would be chayav din gaz, he took it for himself, then if he's machel the sheni, he can't be mechayav the sheni. So then there's no way to learn our Gemara. If there's a havamin of the sheni, should be chayav not become a baron, how does that make any sense? So that's why Rashi says, Rishon la mi liyavad. It's talking about a case where initially the Rishon took it al menas to feed the second guy. So in that case, the Balamah would say the exact opposite. In that case, only the sheni is chayav. Because the whole Maisa Gzela from the beginning was al menas to feed the sheni, so the whole Maisa Gzela relates to the sheni. That's what Rashi means when he says, Rishon la mi liyavad. The first guy isn't a gazlan at all, and that's why the second guy is going to be chayav. Why is he chayav? He didn't gazlan. But that's why Rashi had to say, "Lav me the Rishon, lav me the other." All right. Ein shliach v'avera is.
No,
ein shliach v'avera
to the first guy.
Ein shliach v'avera. Just one second. Who's asked?
No,
okay.
If it's
ein shliach v'avera,
I was going to ask if initially the first guy should be chayav not. I don't get this. I mean, how could someone steal
on that?
You know?
No,
there's no shlichus,
and
therefore the guy who did it is chayav. You're not
shlichus. No, you're being mechayav the second guy for the achila. He's stealing it with the achila. He took it, if the first one took it al menas to feed the other person, right? So the, so there's a maisig, so the achila. What?
I mean, what you're saying, still a kinyan, but before that, it's all
the guy did. I don't understand. Aren't we assuming there's a kinyan b'feh, right? We're not going with the shidduch of b'feh. Second guy can be kinyan b'feh. The whole point of the Balamor was that if there's a ma'isek zela before the achila, so then we don't attribute the achila to the second guy. That's all attributed back to the gazla. If the whole gzela was al menas l'achilo, so then the ma'isa achila is attributed to the second guy, because that was the whole purpose of the gzela. So he can be chayiv. Befet, right? He can be kona befet. Yes.
I think the theory of saying is that the reason that that is can't be because there's ein shliach v'avera avera. Because if that were so, then the Rishon would be chayav.
What can't be?
It can't be that the reason that the sheni is chayav and not the Rishon is because of ein shliach v'avera avera.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
that's
okay.
It's like, you know,
one more, yeah. Chayav. Okay, the Imre Moshe himself doesn't like the spar of the Divrei Mishpat. He says, I don't understand what the difference is. What does it matter whether he took it initially to give to the friend or didn't take it initially to give to the friend? What's the nafkamina? So he suggests another approach. But it's the same basic yisod. Yisod that both of them are saying is that Rishon Lav, the reason why Rashi had to say Rishon Lav Midiyava is because the Rishon is a chazna, so that according to the Baal Amor, the Sheni shouldn't be chayav at all. Because Machal Ka'ochel. So they're just suggesting different ways why the Rishon is lav midiyavad. So according to the Divrei Mishpat, it's because the Rishon took it initially to give it to the to be machel to the sheni. So then we attribute the whole ma'aseh gzeila to the sheni. The Imre Moshe suggests different. Why can't you say pashut that the first one didn't know that it was truma? He didn't know that, he thought it was his own. He thought it was his own food. Gazlan b'shogeg. The first one's a shogeg. So he didn't realize that he was taking it. Or maybe the second one didn't know that it's true. So that's why the second one can be chayav din gazlan, not the first one. Because the first one is a gazlan b'shogeg. So he's a gazlan b'shogeg because he didn't realize that it was true. He thought it was his own food. So then he can't be a gazlan for that. He can't call him a gazlan. Because gazlan b'shogeg is not a gazlan. It's takam achol b'sachronim. But that's what he's assuming. That gazlan b'shogeg is not called a gazlan. So that's why the sheni is going to be chayav, because Rishon lav mi diavad. But why did Rashi have to say Rishon lav mi diavad? This is why Rishon lav mi diavad. But why did Rashi have to say that? Right? There are two points here. That first of all, the Rishon isn't doing anything. But the question is, why does Rashi have to say that he's not doing anything? The Rishon is not doing anything either because he took it initially to feed to the sheni, and in that case, even the Baal Amor said that we only relate the gzeila to the sheni. Or the Rishon is not midiyavad because he's a gazlan b'shogeg. He didn't realize that it was truma. He didn't realize that he's stealing. But why did Rashi have to say lav midiyavad? The answer is because if the Rishon would be a gazlan, then we couldn't be mechayav the sheni at all. Because if the Rishon is a gazlan and he took it for himself, and then he decided to be machil the sheni, then he decided to feed the sheni, so then we would relate the ma'isa achila only to the Gazlan, not to the Ochem. And then the Din of Rotsim Yisagoba, Rotsim Yisagoba wouldn't apply. So that could be why Rashi had to say, Rishon Lav Midiyava. Question.
How does the Chiyuv Nisab that in this case if the second guy doesn't?
We're not addressing the Chiyuv Misa, but the Chiyuv Misa is for a person who eats the item. I mean, you can't. You're saying what Machal Ka'ochel means that the Gazan should be Chiyuv Misa too. you want to really hit him over the head. You're saying the Chiyuv Misa, according to the Baal Amor, what Machal Ka'ochel does mean. So the Chiyuv Misa. I don't think so. I think the whole svar of the Baal Amor is in Dine Mamanus. Mitzad the Mamanus, we treat Machal Ka'ochel Dami. Since the Achila relates back to the Gzela, right, so we can treat him as the Ochel. But we're not going to say that he's Chayav Misa for someone else's Maisa Achila. Yes?
Why
did
Imre have to say that?
Imre Moshe.
Imre, sorry, Imre Moshe. Imre Moshe say that he had to, it could be a case where he didn't know. Is he adding anything by saying that?
He's trying to explain why Rishon Lav Midiyava.
Why is he not happy with the Almanas case?
He doesn't think that the Baal Amor would distinguish between the two cases. He would say that Machal Ka'ochel is in all cases. The person is a Gazlan. He did a Maisa Gzela. So once he does a Maisa Gzela, he's called a Gazlan. The fact that he was Gozel, Almanas Lahachal, why should that change anything?
He agrees with what Machal is driving at, just not in this case that he does.
Divrei Mishpat.
Sorry.
He agrees with the Divrei Mishpat. What do you mean?
Meaning the Divrei Mishpat is trying to say
trying to answer the Machane Frayim's kasha.
Right.
They're both trying to answer the Machane Frayim's kasha.
Not chayiv as a Gazlan. He just says that case would be.
That's not the reason why the Rishon is not going to be chayiv as a Gazlan. Therefore, he suggests a different pshat. Okay, we'll stop here. Let me just add a brief fourth of the Mishpat.